This is the Philadelphia Eagles 2026 season preview, and it opens with the strangest kind of championship hangover. The team that repeated as NFC East champions, the franchise's first back-to-back division title since 2004, per the league's own framing, enters 2026 having lost a home playoff game as a heavy favorite, traded A.J. Brown, and handed the offense to a coordinator who has never called a play. The market barely blinked, 10.5 wins, the highest number in the division, and the shortest odds to win the East. But here's the thing, our 10-year ledger flags that the price doesn't. Of the four teams in this division, Philadelphia is the only one whose 2025 profile points down. This episode is about whether the machine is as sturdy as the number says. Start with what was real, because the foundation is genuinely real. It's just not where the casual read puts it. The 2025 Eagles were a defense-first team wearing an offense-first reputation. The defense ranked 8th in the league in expected points allowed, gave up the 5th fewest points in football, and took the ball away 21 times. The offense, meanwhile, ranked 15th in efficiency, scored 379 points, 19th in the league, and converted third downs at a rate that ranked 22nd. What kept it functional was situational ruthlessness. Second in the NFL in red zone touchdown rate at 74%, and fourth at finishing scoring drives with touchdowns instead of field goals. Jalen Hurts was efficient by the season-long measures. 3,224 yards, 25 touchdowns against just 6 picks, 12th in adjusted net yards per attempt, 10th in completion percentage over expected, and added 8 rushing touchdowns. A.J. Brown caught 78 for 1,003 and 7 scores. Devonta Smith went 77 for 1,008. Dallas Goedert caught 60 balls and scored 11 times, and Saquon Barkley ran for 1,140 at 4.1 a carry with a per-carry efficiency that ranked 31st of 49 qualified backs on our rushing over-expected board. The season split cleanly in half, 8-2 through 10 games, 3-4 the rest of the way, and then the wildcard loss at home to San Francisco, 23-19, on January 11th. What was luck? This is the segment that separates our preview from the consensus, so let's be precise. Philadelphia went 8-4 in one-score games, a 67% win rate, past the 65% line where the harshest rule in our 10-year data kicks in. Teams above that line lost 3 wins on average the next season, and only 11% improved at all. Point differential agrees with the skepticism. This roster played like a 10-win team and banked 11. The turnover margin, +7, 6th in the league, sits in the range that historically drifts back toward zero. None of this says the Eagles are bad. It says the 11-6 was the flattering version of an 11-6, produced by a 15th-ranked offense winning coin flips. In our 10-year sample, the one-score rule has hit 89% of the teams it pointed at. It is pointing at the division favorite, the identity, charting data via NFLverse, and this is where the Eagles are genuinely unusual. The 2025 defense was the most man-coverage heavy operation in football's top tier, second in the league in man rate at nearly 44% of charted dropbacks, and first of 32, in cover one usage, at 35%. And it did that while blitzing less than every team but one, a 19% blitz rate, 31st in football, with a pressure rate that still ranked 8th. That combination, pressure manufactured by a four-man rush, single coverage behind it winning one-on-ones, is the exact profile our league-wide data says wins, because blitzing costs more than it buys. And critically, the author returns. Vic Fangio is back for a third season after telling reporters he wasn't close to retiring. Our 10-year stickiness research says identity persists when the caller persists, and this is the only defense in the NFC East that kept its play caller. The offense is the opposite story. A heavier operation than its reputation, 7th in the league in heavy personnel usage at 41% of snaps, with a pass rate over expected right at league middle. Whatever those tendencies were worth, they belonged to Kevin Petullo, and Petullo is gone. What changed is a top-down renovation of the offense's talent and voice at once. The headline, A.J. Brown, traded to New England on June 1st for a 2028 first-round pick and a 2027 fifth. After a season of drops, cryptic posts, and, per ESPN's reporting, frustration directed at the quarterback. The receiver room rebuilt itself in 3 moves. USC's Mekhi Lemon, the Biletnikoff winner, taken at pick 20 after a trade-up with, of all teams, Dallas, Dontavion Wicks, acquired from Green Bay in April and extended, and Hollywood Brown on a one-year deal. Vanderbilt tight end Eli Stowers came off the board at 54 as the Goedert succession plan. The pass rush swapped one contract for another. Jalen Phillips left for Carolina at 4 years and $120 million, and Philadelphia traded a third-rounder package to Minnesota for Jonathan Greenard on draft day, then paid him 4 years and $100 million. N'Kobe Dean and Reed Blankenship left. Tariq Woolen arrived on a one-year, $12 million bet. Lane Johnson, who missed the final 8 games with a Lisfranc injury, is back, the quietest big addition on the roster. And the new offensive voice is Sean Mannion, a first-time coordinator and first-time play caller from the Shanahan-McVay family, hired in late January after a 17-candidate search, promising motion, under-center looks, and play action. Hurts, notably, was not extended. Per the reporting, no talks are underway, and the contract gives the team an out after this season. So the 2026 question is hiding inside Hurts' own charting, and it's the most interesting quarterback profile in this division. The season-long numbers were tidy. The situational splits are inverted. Hurts ranked 7th in the league in efficiency on 3rd and 4th down, 3rd in the red zone, 5th on deep throws, and 26th of 32 in the stable, repeatable stuff. Clean pockets, early downs, the plays that make up most of a season. On layup throws, the short, high-percentage stuff, he ranked 25th. And the gap between his stable situation and volatile situation play was the 5th smallest in football. Most quarterbacks fall apart when the structure breaks. Hurts' problem was the structure itself. Read that back. The 2025 Eagles offense was elite in exactly the moments that decide one-score games and mediocre in the moments that decide everything else. That is how you go 8-4 in one-score games with a 15th-ranked offense. And it is precisely the profile our regression rules distrust, because clutch buckets don't repeat and layups do. Mannion's entire job, translated into our numbers, is to raise the layup floor. If the scheme modernization is real, the regression math gets outrun by an actually better offense. If it isn't, 10.5 wins is a price paid for coin flips that already landed. Fantasy names to know. Scored half PPR. Barkley goes as the RB8 at pick 14, and the honest read is that the price pays for 2024. Last season was 4.1 a carry and 31st of 49 in per carry efficiency over expected, with Lane Johnson's return the best argument for a rebound. Devonta Smith at WR12, pick 28, is the cleanest target tree bet in the division. His 24% target share already ranked 12th on our board, and AJ Brown's 121 targets just left the building. The WR30 per game finish is the floor argument. The vacancy is the ceiling one. Hurts at QB7, pick 66, is priced on the rushing floor, 8 rushing touchdowns, and it held. Goedert at TE14, pick 118, scored 11 times on 60 catches. Touchdown rates like that get taxed, so treat him as a red zone bet, not a volume one. And Mekhi Lemon at WR39, pick 92, is the rookie lottery ticket with a Biletnikoff receipt. The verdict. 10.5 wins, division favorite, and our ledger won't co-sign the comfort. The defense is real, and its architect returns. That's the floor, and it's high. But the one-score record sits past the line where teams historically gave back 3 wins. The offense that produced it ranked 15th and just lost AJ Brown. And the fix is a play caller who has never done the job. 9-11 wins is the honest range, with the division still theirs to lose, just by a much thinner margin than the standings, or the price. Suggest. The Eagles are a very good team whose record said great. In 2026, the record comes back to the team. Follow the Philadelphia Eagles feed for the weekly show. Every game, every number, all season. This was the Muffed 2026 Eagles preview. Every number verified.